Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pinky Woods. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Pinky Woods. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vince Castano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lazor. Curtwright reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Curtwright scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Woods covering, for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a line drive into left field. Curtwright picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Curtwright. Lazor moves to second. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL takes first base on ball 4. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up towards third. Hodgin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Appling reaches second base with a double. Tucker scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Partee for a passed ball. Appling moves to third. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgin hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lazor hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Curtwright hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovich for the out. Lupien moves to second. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgin for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ql is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Webb. The throw from Partee and he is out, Newsom applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Ql is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ql is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ql strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lazor takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to second. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 2 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Lazor moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Joe Cronin pinch hits for Pinky Woods. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Red Sox, 4, White Sox, 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up towards third. Hodgin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Newsom now pitching. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball towards right. Fox settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Fox. Dick Culler pinch hits for Buck Ross. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Castano moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Castano moves to third. Culler moves to second. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to third. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lazor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Fox moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Partee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Lazor moves to third. Partee moves to second. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Dick Newsome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsome hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsome is 0 for 4 in the game. Newsome hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsome fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Metkovich strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 4 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a pop-up towards the mound. Newsome settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters pinch hits for Gordon Maltzberger. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 6, White Sox, 6. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to third. Mace Brown now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling is walked intentionally. Curtwright moves to second. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-4 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Doerr strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lazor takes first base on ball 4. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Quell takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Quell moves to second. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mace Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-5 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Tucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Curtwright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to third. Curtwright moves to second. 2 outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-5 in the game. Hodgen takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The slide. Partee applies the tag. Tucker is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-5 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-1 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Partee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Moses strikes out. 1 out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown fires to first and picks off Tucker. Two outs. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cartwright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mace Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-6 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich, who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Hodgin is walked intentionally. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Hodgin moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.